From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has ordered the detention of more than 40 journalists as a crackdown against the July 15th failed coup continues. The government said it's investigating possible criminal conduct, while the media group Progressive Journalists Association fears a witch hunt against journalists deemed critical of the government. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco says it would appear President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is trying to solidify his hold on power.
Despite the broad opposition to the coup across the political spectrum in Turkey, it appears that Erdogan is using it as an excuse to crack down on any and all opposition.
The crackdown aimed at those suspected of being allied with exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Ankara believes was behind the failed coup. It has demanded his extradition from the U.S. Gulen has denounced the failed coup and denied taking part in it. Tens of thousands of soldiers, civil servants, police, academics, and judges have been targeted in the two-week crackdown criticized by the European Union. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said he believes Turkey in its current state is not in a position to become an EU member anytime soon. South Sudanese leader Salva Kiir has replaced his first vice president and rival Riek Machar and appointed Taban Dungay as his replacement. Machar was named to the post last April as part of a peace agreement ending more than 2 years of civil war. The rivalry between the two men erupted into violence earlier this month, threatening the peace agreement. Machar left the capital, Juba, and refused to return until an international buffer force is created to separate rival fighters. Mr. Kiir gave him an ultimatum to return or be replaced. This is VOA News. A 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion late Sunday, killing himself and wounding at least a dozen others in Ansbach, Germany, was, according to Islamic State's news agency, a soldier of the IS group. Bavaria's top security official told reporters the attacker had recorded a video pledging allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Was mir aktuell besonders wichtig erscheint, ist eine erhöhte Präsenz.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor, German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière has ordered beefed-up security. Officials say the attacker tried to kill himself twice and had been receiving psychiatric treatment. He was denied asylum but was allowed to stay in Germany because of the fighting in Syria. UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura meets Tuesday with senior U.S. and Russian officials in Geneva in a fresh bid to revive suspended peace talks. Monday, U.S. officials cast doubt on the prospect of a military partnership with Moscow in the fight against Islamic State. General Joseph Dunford chairs the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Our engagement with the Russians is limited to contacts to ensure safety of flight and the safety of our people on the ground. Secretary Kerry is negotiating at this time or discussing with the Russians some other alternatives. But without seeing that specific framework within which other contacts may be made, it's hard for me to comment on whether or not it'd be viable.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Moscow is focused mainly on supporting Damascus, which he said has only prolonged the conflict. Meanwhile, UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien called for a 48-hour humanitarian truce in the city of Aleppo, where fighting between government forces and rebels has trapped tens of thousands of civilians. In Japan, at least 19 people killed, dozens wounded, after an attack by a man with a knife at a facility for the disabled. It was Japan's worst mass killing in decades. Media reports say police arrested 26-year-old former employee Satoshi Uematsu. The attack occurred in Sagamihara, southwest of Tokyo. A motive is not clear. Three of the Democratic Party's best-known personalities offered endorsements for likely presidential nominee Hillary Clinton at the party's four-day national convention in Philadelphia late Monday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran a surprisingly strong primary challenge against Mrs. Clinton, expressed his solidarity with her.
Hillary Clinton will make an outstanding president, and I am proud to stand with her tonight. Thank you all very much.
First Lady Michelle Obama and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren offered their backing. The Solar Impulse 2 ended its 17-month round-the-world odyssey, becoming the first sun-powered plane to circumnavigate the globe. The Swiss-engineered aircraft returned to Abu Dhabi Tuesday, where its two pilots began their historic 42,000-kilometer journey in March of 2015. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.